Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 24th, 2014. We'll begin our meetings today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Pray with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us where we fail you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to dedicate that prayer. This is today's our judge's birthday, my classmates. Please wish him happy birthday and the pledge. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're classmates, but he looked much older, but he's not.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today out of order, and the first item is going to be under Commissioner's Court Item C, which is to consider possibly approve a proclamation for YMBL of Southeast Texas Fair Days in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So if we could get a representative or representatives of the YMBL to come up, read this proclamation, which says, whereas the annual YMBL South Texas State Fair is slated for March 27th through April 6th of 2014 at Ford Park, whereas revenue from the fair is used by the YMBL to help fund and support various charitable groups, and in the past many years, YMBL has been able to provide them millions of dollars in funding, whereas this is a once-in-a-year opportunity for Southeast Texans to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment that's fit for the entire family, and whereas the fair is the only project that actually brings in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area's various charitable organizations, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim the days of March 27th through April 6th of 2014 as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County, where all citizens to attend and partake of the fun. Signed this 24th day of March, 2014. And I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Judge Brannick. As you just stated, we will be opening up this Thursday. This will be our 71st annual state fair. We're praying for good weather, so that way we can give more back to our community. I'd like to thank our members of our fair committee that attended this afternoon, and I hope everybody that's in here will be able to see you and come out and enjoy good music, good food, livestock shows, and auctions.
And I think the opening ceremony is going to take place at Thursday at 5 p.m.?
5:30.
5:30.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you for all the work y'all been doing at Ford Park. We really appreciate it.
Well,
thank you
so much for all the work that y'all have done out here. We know that this year is going to be another successful event for you. We know how hard each of you work to make this a successful event, and that this is very a year-round planning. And so we appreciate the work that you do to assure that local charities in our area receive critical funding that they need throughout the year. Thank you very much.
Hey, Judge, is Chris Coletti out there? Good weather, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Speak to good weather. You know, come on.
I've been praying.
All right.
Apparently, you didn't get the memo about wearing a red shirt, Chris.
You don't want me to start talking.
Amen. Well, much luck this year. We're going to go on and move down another items out of order, which is under Human Resources. Item A is presentation of the 2013 Employee Excellence Awards, and item B is considering possibly approve a resolution for the 2013 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, and I think seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Erickson.
Well, Judge, I got bumped by the YMBL, and I can't think of a better group to get bumped by. So thought I was going first, but it's a good thing. It's with a great amount of pride and pleasure that I stand before the court today, and thank you for taking the time to honor these employees that have been selected as either finalists or the Employee Excellence Award winner. This is, our 19th year to do this now, and we've had some great people win this award before, and I think that we've kept up with that standard. One of the most important things for me about this award is that the people are nominated either by their supervisors or their peers, and they're definitely voted on by their peers. I want to thank Charmaine Pierce in my office for doing such a great job every year of getting this thing together, coordinating to get the judges, and she just takes care of everything, and that's a good thing. The judges that had the unenviable task, or maybe enviable task, of trying to narrow down the 16 nominees we had this year, and then three finalists, and then they choose the winner. If you're here, if you could stand when I call your name, Sheila Briggs, Jessica Rawlinson, David Dominguez, Mary Angel, and Robert Green. And we want to thank them for that job. As I said, we had 16 people. They narrowed it down. Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and a certificate is Senior Equipment Operator for Precinct 2, Hung Nguyen. Huh? Okay. You don't just get to sit in your spot. You got to come up. Hung has been with the county for 16 years, was nominated because he exhibits integrity, initiative, and enthusiasm. He's committed to his duties and responsibilities, completes all jobs efficiently. He stepped up on many occasions to provide necessary training to crews to become proficient on not only his equipment but other equipment. He has a kind nature, exhibits dedication and willingness to help others. His character and commitment to his profession sets a great example for us all. So, congratulations. The first finalist and winner of a $350 award and certificate is an administrative secretary in the tax assessor collector's office. That's Debbie Bevilacqua. Debbie? Congratulations. Here's a plaque and that all-important check.
Oh, that's nice.
Stay right here for just a minute. Debbie's been with the county for 17 years, was nominated because of her exceptional work ethic and dedication to her profession. She's considered the glue that holds the tax office together, and thank you for being that glue. Debbie started the idea of a tax office Christmas project, which has ranged from an angel tree for needy children, a complete Christmas for a needy family, gathering supplies for the women's and children's shelter, and food collections for those in need. And let me tell you, she's not scared to come ask you for money for the heart walk either. Her work ethic, again, this is the theme through this, is off the chart. She embraces new challenges. She's inspiring, dedicated, and dependable, and her willingness to lend a helping hand, again, sets a great example for us all. So congratulations.
I just want to say that this is quite an honor just to be chosen. It means a lot to me. And have my family here and my tax office family that we're with each other every day, and y'all all mean a lot to me. And this is very overwhelming. It's quite an honor.
Thank you.
Our winner of the 2013 Employee Excellence Award receives a $700 award. His name will go on a plaque that's permanently displayed by the county clerk's office, and her certificate goes to an employee who's dedicated 23 years of service to Jefferson County. This particular individual demonstrates a strong work ethic, inspires confidence in others, and is resourceful in solving problems that arise. He works great as a part of a team and takes on leadership roles when appropriate. He's taken time to reach out and find housing for people in need. He regularly attends citizen meetings. He's found clothing for kids that didn't want to attend school because they didn't have any. He goes the extra mile to produce exceptional work. His commitment to his profession, knowledge, leadership abilities, willingness to help others is a true asset to Jefferson County. I give you our 2013 Employee Excellence Award winner, David Werner. Here you go. For those of you who might not know David, we're going to hear him speak because we want to hear some stuff about Boston.
This is a great honor. I want to appreciate everybody.
Well, let me cut you off. Just before you speak, read the resolution. Resolution on the March 24th day of March of 2014, whereas the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, whereas David Werner, Constable Deputy for Constable Precinct 2, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. Whereas those qualities are shown by his 23 years of dedication to Jefferson County and its taxpayers and his overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2013 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to David Werner and praises him for his dedicated service to the citizens and to the employees of Jefferson County.
I just want to say thank you. It's quite an honor, and I've enjoyed serving the community and working with y'all. I probably worked with just about every one of you at one point of time, and it is a great honor, and everybody here in the county is great to work with, so I really do appreciate the recognition. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess they want me to say I parked my car out in the yard.
And Judge, it took all of that 23 years for him to use the word y'all in a sentence down here, so I just want everybody to know that. Also, I'd like to just let everybody know that we do have some cake and punch outside. We'd like everybody but me to partake of that. Because I don't need any more, but if anybody needs to go, I guess now's the time.
My staff has asked that you please remain after the meeting and partake of the cake so that it won't be left over for them or me. All right, we'll begin our other agenda items today under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County. And that's a single item. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for County and District Technology Fund for the purchase of 5 cards for tablets in the amount of $1,200. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 391618 through 391842. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and approve the early voting locations, dates, and times for the May 10, 2014 special election to be held jointly with Water District Number 10. And item B is to consider and approve election day locations for the May 10, 2014 special election to be held jointly with Water District 10. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Teresa, on item A, the early voting location, just for clarification, this is the one the governor called for, or is this?
Yes, this okay. is the governor for Senate District 4. There's a vacant seat.
Right.
And then we'll be doing a joint election for a bond issue with Water District 10.
So the early voting locations,
there,
Is this all of them?
The five, yes. That's what Ms. Guidry is proposing, is those five locations.
Early, not late.
Which?
Just early.
Right. Okay. I was thinking there was one in Groves and...
Well, she proposes consolidating for this election, since there's really, for the county, only one contest on the ballot. So she proposed, we were mandated to have one early voting location in each commissioner precinct, and then the county clerk's office, the courthouse, is the main early voting location. So she's proposing having those five locations, as opposed to the 12 that we had for the joint primary.
So for clarification, you're saying that there wouldn't be one in Port Neches and there wouldn't be one in Groves? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you got the letter, Commissioner, but there was a, this is a unfunded mandate to us, and she was proposing saving some money because we did not ask for this one. This is one was forced upon us, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know about that. I'm just, well, I don't know about this agenda item. I'd like to see this table for some further discussion and study, because this seems like to me we're going to be not having early voting in some of these other locations, and I worry about the negative impact that has.
That's at the court's discretion, how many early voting locations you'd like to have. This is the same number that we had for the constitutional amendment election, I believe, except for the case, because we had a joint election with Groves, we did have an election, early voting location at Hebert, and because we were having a joint election with them in November. But,
okay.
You know,
well,
it's entirely
up
to the court's discretion how many locations you'd like to have.
I mean, I understand the concept here, but I'm looking at an early voting location at Beaumont Courthouse, one at Theodore Johns Library, and one at Rogers Park.
There's one at Nederland Rec and Port Arthur Library. I believe those were the five locations that she was proposing. There's no problem tabling in a week if you'd like to.
You want one at Theodore Johns, what I'm trying to get at, I want to hear what you're trying to say.
Well, what I'm saying is there's no early voting location for Port Neches or Groves. Even if you had just one in Port Neches, I mean, you get it, I just...
Yeah, we've had early voting there before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've had the early voting in Port Neches, yes, and Groves.
We have had it before, but usually for a small election, we would not have those locations unless we were having a joint election, the city or the school was having an election.
This is only for the special election for Senator Williams' spot and for the Water District bond issue.
Water District 10, yes, sir.
Then the other polling locations will be open for the May 10th actual election day.
Election day, they're the locations that Ms. Guidry talked to y'all about,
right,
having the 32 or 3 locations for election day, which,
right,
if we get approved, would be countywide.
Has there been some kind of correspondence with the cities on this? So
no,
that they know that there's not going to be an early vote, so it's not a surprise to them? Or?
Well, we are waiting for approval, and then we'll send letters of which locations have been approved and which ones we're not going to be using.
I'd ask that the court table this for a week so that I can discuss this with those two cities that I represent and make them aware of this before we move forward.
Second.
Okay. I don't mind tabling a week as long as we're not going to run into any timeline.
Well, the problem just becomes, you know, if we can't get the locations because we haven't given them enough time, they've already scheduled something.
Can you get back with her by Wednesday?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I just want to reach out. And
I look at the Grove locations. Most of them are going to be relatively close to the Port Arthur Public Library, and the Port Neches are going to be relatively close to the Nederland Recreation Center. Actually, what worries me more is the people in Hampshire Finette, but I don't know if the number of votes out there during the last primary is going to justify.
But Judge, this is something
for early voting.
This is something that I think we need to talk about right now. Did you guys look at the numbers and make the decision on some tangible evidence?
Yes, sir. Ms. Guidry did review the numbers, and based on what we've done in previous elections of this type, that is how she came up with this recommendation.
Okay.
I'll get back with you by close of business Tuesday.
Okay. And I would point out, as long as we're on the subject of the special election for Senator, Commissioner Alford and I had a discussion with Representative Desitel this morning. Anyone who did not vote in the primary, either Democratic or Republican, is entitled to vote in the special election for state senator, regardless of what way they lean. So anyone is eligible unless you voted in the Democratic primary for in early March. So we'll table this till next week and ask that you talk to the cities and get back with her.
Teresa, a question. Is there any issues with the Secretary of State on the dates for getting this information into the state? Are we under the gun on deadline on that?
Well, we haven't heard back from them on our application for the countywide polling places yet, but we hope to hear from them soon. They've confirmed they've received our application. Yeah, I think we'll be okay by next week if we approve the early voting locations. So is there a problem with the election day locations?
No.
I think so. So we'll only table item A under County Clerk, and item B, we have a motion on. Any other discussion on item B? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file a change of address notice for I-10 RV LLC as required by the RV Park Management Agreement between Jefferson County and I-10 RV LLC. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file a special warranty deed for conveyance of property from the City of Port Arthur, Texas, Jefferson County, Texas, of the north 20 feet of right-of-way of Shreveport Avenue in Port Arthur, Texas. And we're going to, I would note on that item, we can go ahead and approve it today, but in going through the backup on that, we have the City of Port Arthur's agenda item and their ordinance passed allowing the conveyance of it, but the actual special warranty deed is missing, so we'll need to get that and attach it probably next week to the if you'll remind me, Loma, to call Miss Tisno at Port Arthur to get a copy of that special warranty deed from her so that we can receive and file that next week. But we will file the ordinance today approving the execution of a special warranty deed from the city to the county. Item D is going to consider and possibly approve the reappointments of Leroy McCall Jr. and Frank R. Rose as commissioners of the Board of Commissioners for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution on the Exxon Valdez environmental fine parity for Deepwater Horizon. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Jenny Akins to the Jefferson County Tourism Committee Board. And item G is to consider and possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file order number ID 533275, subscriber agreement between Jefferson County for services provided by West Publishing for the Westlaw subscription service for the law library. Do I have a motion on those items? I think it was moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Would you like to introduce me?
Ms. Akins, could you stand up, please? Introduce yourself. This is Jenny Akins. She is the president of Needland Chamber of Commerce, and thank you so much for serving on our tourism board. We really appreciate it.
And I don't guess Mr. McCall and Mr. Rose aren't here, but we thank them for their continued service to Drainage District 3. And we've already done human resources, so I believe that completes everything on our agenda. Is there anything any member of the public, of the Commissioner's Court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I would note for the first time in 4 years in office and 8 years at the county that my wife is finally in court today, so I'm happy to see her in attendance for her first session of court. Anyone else?
Judge, I want to bring to the attention of the members of the court my reading of yesterday's paper, the importance of the LNG project, and hope that if we can contact anyone to help push that along, now is the time, without a doubt, and also bring to the attention of the court that the OCI project is kicked off, and it's a good day in Jefferson County with the jobs and potential opportunities that's coming.
And many more in the pipeline, and we're looking forward to a bright economic future. We just need to train up the workforce to take their positions out there and to participate in the economic windfall that it's going to be for our entire area, our state, and in addressing the critical needs of the nation as a whole for energy. And so thank you for taking my place while I was off at school, Commissioner, at that event. And there was something else that I was thinking about while you were talking about LNG and OCI.
So you're old and your memory gone already?
Yeah. Yeah. Like they say, with friends like
Your
y'all,
Honor.
Who needs enemies?
Say, Judge,
yes,
if you wouldn't mind,
please,
could the court introduce Kathleen Kennedy?
Yes, for many years, Tom Rugg has been the representative of the Commissioner's Court and represented the county in all types of civil litigation. And today, Ms. Kathleen Kennedy, who's been a longtime litigator with Mahaffey Weber Law Firm here in Beaumont and with the U.S. Attorney's Office, has agreed to join the district attorney's office as the chief of the civil division. We're happy to have her on board and look forward to you getting rid of any lawsuits that come our way. So welcome on board. Well, I can't think of what it was, so I'll let it go. Anything further?
You might just mention that the oil spill in Galveston Bay will have no effect on Jefferson County, our wildlife, our refuge area, or any of that, and business as usual on Sabine Nature's waterway. So our gas prices will probably go up as a result of what happened over there, but not directly as a result of anything in this area.
That's fine. I'm getting varying reports about this. Some say it's heavy. And others, the reports I get from the state say it's light end, which we should, be disseminated into the atmosphere relatively quickly. But most of it, because of a strong north wind and hard tide, has been washed offshore. And so I don't anticipate us having any problems at all here in Jefferson County. All right. I'll call all of y'all whenever I get in my office in a minute and think of what it was that I wanted to say. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you. Let's see. You were talking about.